The Marine Corps Band New Orleans is one of only 10 Marine Corps bands worldwide, performing hundreds of ceremonies, parades, and public concerts each year, now on a swing across the Gulf Coast.
We started our tour in northern Mississippi and worked our way down. The tour will culminate in Fort Walton Beach High School, where I graduated in 1996.
Master Sergeant William Call, a native of Destin, is bandmaster. He says it will also be a homecoming of sorts for Corporal Megan Danner, a bassoon player who graduated from the University of West Florida. Before their big evening event, Call and his fellow Marine Corps musicians will spend their day conducting a number of special clinics for band members at Fort Walton Beach High School. That will include clinics for the brass and woodwind quintets and a special master class for percussionists. Call says the school visits are good Marine Corps PR, and he's happy to do it.
It really set the foundation for me. Back then, as it is now, it was an amazing program which really established a lot of core fundamentals which made me the Marine that I am today. Things like discipline, commitment. Those were really important in that program, and believe it or not, those are the same things that it takes to be a really good Marine.
During the public concert, the Marine Corps Band New Orleans will perform a variety of music, including marches composed by John Philip Sousa. And Call, a clarinetist, plans to revisit a piece by Percy Grainger called Molly on the Shore. It's one that he performed when he was a senior band member at Fort Walton Beach.
When we began this tour, I felt compelled to do something kind of reminiscent of what I did back then. So I've been conducting Molly on the Shore for this entire tour. I've communicated with Ernest Hebson. He was the director when I was there. And we're actually going to bring him up on the podium to conduct Molly on the Shore. So he'll be conducting my band.
The Marine Corps Band New Orleans concert is this Friday at Fort Walton Beach High School, beginning at 7 o'clock. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.